Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There you have it. Paramount Plus, my friends. Naked Gun on there, too. The new one. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. Was it good?
Did you watch? Unfortunately, I have this really bad habit of sitting down late at night and like starting movies, and the next thing I know, I see the credits. The beginning of the movie was pretty good. I can tell you that. I got to go back in and finish it. And then I'll go back in.
I wanted to see it. Everybody was saying that it was a good time. That it, you know, very much kept the ideals of the first one, of the being kind of silly. Yeah.
And I mean, it's Frank Drebin's kid, you know?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome? I don't think...
You know, it's so easy to wreck some of those movies, you know, that you try to go back 20 years later, 30 years later, and remake it, and it's like, this isn't it. This isn't close to the magic.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to mess up. I mean, when you take a look at, you know, who's in the movie, and, I mean, Liam Neeson is Frank Drebin Jr. I mean, mm-hmm. Is it any better than that? Right? Like, he's perfect for that. Somebody who's played serious roles before as
right
in that role. Now, all of a sudden, they're still serious, but they're having fun with it. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the little bit that I said, I got to go back and watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
So. All right. Speaking of going back, let's go back to what we've been talking about here. Again, Brian Anderson's going to join us at 11:20. Charles Robinson at noon. Tim May at 12:40. But the big one, and this is why you want to be locked in today, just after 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's going to speak. We should get I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not guaranteeing clarity at all.
Nope.
And he goes, we're going to go into the weekend. We're going to figure this thing out. We just got to figure out. What do you mean you got to figure it out? Like, can we stop like trying to hide the secret UFO files on everything? It's football. At the end of the day, it's
Kevin,
football.
The Tesseract isn't back there.
Oh, it isn't? The Tesseract isn't?
Yeah, Kevin, Tesseract isn't back there.
I thought it was like somewhere on the west side. Doesn't right. NASA have a thing out there?
You don't have one of the Infinity Stones behind the curtain and you're addressing anybody. This is an Area 51. You're a football coach. Give a little bit of clarity and it will do you wonders.
Can you ever remember a time when this team didn't have drama? Self-inflicted drama?
I mean, there had to be like 3 months in the offseason at some point,
I don't know. When I was young, I don't think there
was... 2 months in the offseason.
Like the first drama I think I remember with the Browns when I was a kid was listening to Pete Franklin say... Listen to this. Bernie Kosar is going to play for the Cleveland Browns. And he laid it out. Like, no one had ever heard of the expansion draft before. No one had ever thought about how did this... What do you mean? And we're all like, what do you mean? The guy's not old enough to come out. Look at this. He graduated early. What? Like, that was the first time there was kind of like that infectious drama when it comes to the Browns. And then they won. Like, then all of that energy was used by the hundreds of people across Northeast Ohio who would make up songs about the Browns. And you could listen. I remember when I first started on this station, when it was we were a top 40 station, and I got to fill in on Sunday nights every once in a while. And if it was ever a night where the Browns played, I would just play Brown songs for a half hour. And they were all just songs written by Clevelanders about the Browns.
Yeah.
We're so far away from those days.
Yep.
Now we're worried about the third string quarterback. Yep. I just... Used to be you worried about the second string quarterback. Now we're worried about the third string quarterback. Again, lay out your scenario for the folks so that they can play along with what you're saying, because I'm intrigued by this whole topic. Okay. If you're over the top, and you know if you are or not, or you're so passionate about Shedeur Sanders, just lay it out for us. Lay it out for everybody without being, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be rude. You don't have to be like, oh, bad. Just lay it out. Hey, you know what? This is why Shedeur Sanders should be starting. This is why there should be no doubt Shedeur Sanders should be the number two. This is why he still needs to be the emergency quarterback on Sunday.
This is why I'm baffled why he fell to the fifth round.
Okay, why?
And I wonder if it just boils down to that. Like, again, I am coming in to use the Walt Whitman quote, which I grabbed from Ted Lasso. Be curious, not judgmental, okay? I'm so tired of all of us yelling at each other and getting nowhere. And then all of us, like, getting done listening to these shows or walking out of work or anything else like that, being truly exhausted. So I'm coming in to want to talk to all of the people who are head over heels for Shedeur Sanders and think that he has been wronged, and I want to know why. And I want to do it from a place of curiosity. I'm not doing it from a place of meanness. I just want to know what I am missing.
Hmm. Let's go to Daryl in Solon. Hi, Daryl. Daryl, man, they got to clean up 91. Oh, my God. Traffic is so bad out there. I sat in that for like 20 minutes this morning. I'm like, this is insane. Just
construction hell?
Yeah, it's 91. They're trying to fix 91. Sometimes it's one way. Sometimes it's the other way. Next thing you know, you're driving through somebody's neighborhood and you're trying to figure out how to get back to 91. And, man, absolutely. 91. God bless those folks that are working on it. Godspeed as well, too, because it is causing all kinds of problems in the morning. Okay, sorry. That was my little soul rant there.
No, I'm with you on that one. Okay. I'm with you on that one. So, first off, let me start by saying I'm not a Shedeur crazy, and I'm not a Shedeur naysayer. But I do think, first off, the Browns fumbled the ball in the very beginning. I think they sold us a lie at the beginning, like our veterans are going to start, and then we're going to bring our rookies along. And then you get rid of both veterans. So now they're in scramble mode. Secondly, Dan, I heard your argument of he throws a lot of yards, which is what the Sanders loyalists say, the best, most yards in
accuracy.
In college football.
He's dead accurate.
And accuracy. Right, yeah. Right. But then I hear people say, well, most of his yards passes were behind the line of scrimmage.
27% like of his throws were behind the line of scrimmage, Daryl. 27%.
Yeah. So I first want to say that game plan kind of looked like the Dillon Gabriel London game to me, as far as, if you know, short passes. But I will say this. I watched maybe 80% of Colorado's football games with Shedeur, and I'm a big fan of primetime, so I watched. And I will say this, and I know it might get some kickback, but he probably had the worst offensive line in football.
It is so true. There's no pushback there. Deion could not get that line together to save his soul. You're 100% right.
So you're either going to get rid of the ball quick, or you're going to call, you know, play action doesn't work because, again, no run game. So you're going to scramble and make things happen. That can be a plus, and it also can be a minus, because now it's being held against him when people say he can't stay in the pocket. Well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, he couldn't stay in the pocket, or he wouldn't finish the game. So, and as far as I want to see him, I will say this. If Dillon Gabriel was never drafted and it was just Shedeur on the roster, I still didn't want to see him start. Let him sit. I was saying, hopefully we'll see him by the bye week, because we rush players out too fast.
No, that's true.
And they get murdered, and then they're lost forever.
Daryl, good stuff.
Appreciate it, Daryl.
Get out there. Let's go fix 91. Me and you together.
I'm on my way.
Everyone, get a jackhammer. Let's get after it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, let's go to Texas. Jeremy's in Fort Worth. Hi, Jeremy.
What's happening, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. We're just trying to get through this gigantic headache of a week that this has been because trying to figure out everything. It's been a headache for both.
I'm curious, judgmental.
What you're doing with this setup is what I've been begging for all week long. What an intelligent approach to the callers and stuff. And so I'm the therapist that usually calls from Fort Worth.
Oh, good.
It's kind of like couples counseling after an infidelity. It's like if they want to stay together, I have to tell them both, listen, you can stay married to the person or you can leave, but you can't stay and punish this person. And what they're doing to Shadir, I think, is what is part of the problem is that either they're what it feels like is it feels like they're either keeping us from seeing him really play so that he retains draft value in case he's a mess, or they don't want him to play and look outstanding because then they're going to have a bunch of heat on them. And I think that this is entirely a Browns problem because they're not communicating. They've created a totally illogical situation, and the fans and the radio and the people who are relatively intelligent, we keep looking at this logically and getting in fights. It's just like couples counseling. It's an illogical situation because they can't communicate. They don't know what they're doing. And they can't develop people. And Shadir deserved to either not be drafted or to be drafted and developed. And I think that's the thing that's upsetting. All this could end if we just could see him play and put it to rest. And that's my problem.
Yeah. Jeremy, do you need our insurance card? I just want to make sure.
What's that?
Do you need our insurance card? I just want to make sure.
No. Okay, no, this good. Is pro bono.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
We are very appreciative of that. But you're right. I wonder, Jeremy, how much of this does boil down to a lack of communication from the Cleveland Browns on this situation.
Just talking 100%. To the fans.
And just saying, hey, like, I know you're not able to see this stuff. I'm telling you, this is, and I know they're never going to lay it out if this is exactly what we are working with Shadur Sanders about. This is what he's not doing well. This is what he's doing great. And like, almost like a parent teacher conference type of thing, you know, like it almost would do wonders to just calm all this.
But see, that's the problem. See, I always tell people, if you can't make your point in 10 words, you can't make your point in 1,000 words. And when the Browns talk, they talk and they talk and they talk and you're just more confused. They don't have a point that they can articulate. Like I said, they've created an illogical situation and they gaslit everybody for responding with logic. So you've got all these well-meaning people, whether it's in radio, in media, and the fan base that calls in and is articulate are going head to head against each other because, like I said, it's like marriage counseling. It's totally illogical, and we're all trying to look at it from logic. That's what we expect from the Browns, and they won't give it to us. And they're trying to play offense and defense at the same time because they want to keep Shadur under wraps and potentially retain trade value in case he's awful. If they play him and he looks awesome, then they have another huge Browns-type problem on their hands.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeremy. Good stuff. There we go. That was free. That was awesome.
I like that.
How often do we get free?
I like free.
We just don't get free. Let me take one more phone call here, and then we got to take a break here. Jeff in North Homestead, home of the Eagles. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. Well,
listen, there's been some great calls this morning, and I got to go back to the first one that I heard, which was Chuck's. If I could see him in person, I would give him big ups right now because I thought his point thought outside the box completely. You look at Shadur, and he's – when have we seen a polarizing player of his stature come out since I'd say like Johnny Manziel? They're very similar in a lot of ways. Playmaking quarterbacks who don't follow the trend of read one, read two, read three, right? I think where the Browns are coming into a problem is they realize they have two young quarterbacks. They created this problem by getting rid of every you know, veteran that we had with Joe and then Pickett. So at the end of the day, you know you've got two young 20-something quarterbacks. You're going to have to play them. There is no way that Shadur doesn't see the field at some point.
Right.
But what I love about Chuck's point is Kevin is a very systematic type of coach, right?
Very
That's
true.
That's why he won't give up the dang play card all, you know, and won't stop calling the plays, right? So he wants the offense to run his way. Shadur doesn't fit that build. And the guy, I think it was two callers ago that brought up the offensive line in Colorado. Same situation. Shadur has always been creating with his feet and looking to make a big splash play, right? Kevin doesn't like that. And I think where the biggest problem is, and I've said it from the beginning, the Browns do not want to look bad with taking Dylan in the third round and Shadur in the fifth, because Shadur's not your typical fifth round guy. His confidence level's through the roof. So you can say all you want, hey, we're going to bring him along, but Shadur's saying, I want to play, I want to play. If the kid's going to fall on his face, he's going to fall on his face on his terms, right? He doesn't need it to be the Browns' terms. That's why everybody wants him to play and why we're sitting here arguing about this all the time. If he plays and he falls on his face, Browns look like they made the right decision holding him out. If he plays and he balls out, then they're going to have another problem on their hands, like the last caller said, and we're back to square one going, oh, what are we going to do? And then with Deshaun looming in the background, it's just so silly. Like, we've created our own insanity at this point.
Jeff, I agree. Thank you. Appreciate that. It, does feel that way, doesn't it? All right, we'll roll on with this conversation. I got to ask you something else. I mean, does anyone remember that we're actually playing the Steelers this week? And does that mean something? I don't even feel like it means anything at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.